right. There you go. What time is it? 6:19. All right. You want me to go ahead and call the meeting to order? And all right. So I call the February 11th, 2019 Community Development Committee meeting to order. I guess we'll open for any public comment.
Into roll call too.
Oh. Roll call, Rick Fagerly.
Here.
Sean Meskey.
Here.
Kathy Schwantes.
Here.
Vicki Davis.
Here.
All right, 4 present, 0 absent.
And you are?
Oh, and Sarah Spockberg.
Okay.
There you go. Any public comment after that? Seeing and hearing none. We will move to elect chair and vice chair.
I'd nominate Rick Fagerly as chair.
Second. Third.
All right. All those in favor of Rick as chair?
Aye.
All opposed? All right.
Vice chair.
Yep. Nominations for vice chair?
I'll nominate Sean Meskey.
I will deny that.
I'll nominate Vicki then.
I will second that.
Do you accept?
Sure.
All right. Let's see, first by Sean. All those in favor of Vicki as vice chair?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, I'll pass it off to Rick.
All right, item 4. Thanks for the confidence. Vote of confidence. Item 4, sale of city-owned land. That's by the old waste treatment plant. Is it just the easement then, Art, or is it everything that's in green?
It's everything in green. So the current easement actually exists over that entire area, from what I understand. The purpose of the easement is for semi-trucks to be able to enter the property and then access the south end of the building. And so it works best for them to go around on the west side of that building and then kind of U-turn at the south end there and be able to access that south end of the property. As you'll see in the CAR form, there's been an easement agreement since I believe about 2004. It's currently at $150 a year. This particular piece of land is not a separate parcel, so there would need to be a certificate of survey drafted by a local surveyor and a legal description created that I've gotten estimates of about $1,200 to $1,300 for that process. That would be included in the sale price, so that would be responsibility of the buyer to actually pay for that process to occur. With the okay of the committee tonight, I would move forward with that, starting that process. It would go before Planning Commission to get their approval, and then it would be seen back at the council meeting, actually on the first week of March. So March 4th, I believe it is, not February 19th, like it's on the CAR currently. So we'd introduce an ordinance on the 4th, and then it would be hold a public hearing on that second March meeting. And during that time, Robert would draft the purchase agreement, and that with that certificate of survey completed, the property would be sold with the condition that the current property owner either combine all of their parcels to make it one parcel, or they plat the property so that it was all one parcel as well. We just don't want the three parcels to be existing after the end of this transaction. We want it all to be one parcel. So it would be staff.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So could you, I maybe missed it when you were talking about it, but could you actually point to what this is talking,
and
what the parcel that we would actually be selling is?
Yeah, the parcel is this right yellow here, right here. Thing. So it's,
oh,
yep.
Got it. I printed in black and white. Okay.
No worries. So it's that. So it's currently a part of the parcel that the city owns, which is the old wastewater treatment plant. So it's just this small kind of L-shaped piece off to the side. It's currently unused by the city. It's got the easement agreement across it. There's actually a fence along the outer line currently. So it's already fenced off. it's already being used by that particular property owner. He just wants to kind of get it all cleaned up and in his name for that access.
So what is he going to pay for?
So it's calculated at, we've proposed $1.25 a square foot with the additional cost for the certificate of survey. So our current discussion has been $15,500.
Okay. And then does he have to combine all three, or can he just combine the two and then keep the other one that's across from the bus garage separate?
We would like to see all three combined, just because of access purposes, with it being in that larger city parcel. Technically, right now, the only public street access would be off of this, northwesternmost parcel, right off of 7th Street. Mm-hmm. And we'd just like to see that cleaned up so that we've got access to that parcel as a whole, rather than having potentially two parcels that would not have that street access without an easement or something to get to those parcels.
And we don't need this land at all.
Mm-mm. It's not currently being used for anything.
Yeah.
And it's not anything that has future sites on it.
Any other questions? There's no utility easements or anything in there?
Mm-mm. Okay. Nope, just the easement agreement with this particular property owner.
I'd make a motion to sell the property as presented. I don't know that we want to put the purchase price in there yet.
No, I don't think so.
That we move forward with it.
Yep.
Is there a second to that?
She seconded first.
Oh,
I seconded
before the motion.
Before she was done.
Oh, okay.
See, that's how we're going
to
do it.
I have to learn. So I didn't want to be the chair.
And then it'll go to the council Monday night to send it to Planning Commission.
Planning Commission has to actually review
it first.
Oh. So it'll go to Planning Commission. Yeah, my dates were a little screwed up on the car form. So it'll go to Planning Commission on February 20th, and then council will see it on the two dates in March.
Oh, okay.
So our motion is to move it to Planning Committee?
Yep.
All right. And start your calendar in motion.
Yep. Start the calendar in motion and let staff go ahead and start that surveying process.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? That carries. All right. Item 5, planning, zoning, and rental inspection program fees. Time for a bump, huh?
Time for a bump. The last time that we altered or increased any fees was 2013, and staff has, after looking at like-sized city fees, what did we all look at? Farmington, Stillwater, Sartell, Hutchinson, Brainerd, Alexandria, New Hope, Faribault, and Elk River, which were the ones that we used last time we increased the fees as well. After looking through those and compiling increasing costs on our side particularly for posting public notices of public hearings, so both in the newspaper and in mailings that happen for different processes, our costs just are a little higher than what we're charging for those applications to be processed currently. So we are requesting an increase of fees for the land use and the sign permit fees. That's all detailed out there. We also have included a $500 fee if applications are submitted after the fact. So if something happens and they've gone ahead and just done what they will, then we increase the fee a little bit for a bit of a penalty. It's very rare to find that occasion. I'd say 99.9% of the time they come to us, but in the event that we need to go backwards, we wanted to make sure that was in there. The rental inspection fees we've increased only for the registration fees. So currently a single family house in the rental program pays $60 every 4 years to be a part of the program, with some different penalties for failure to register and re-inspection fees. Those fees will not change. It's just that initial registration fee. So we've increased it from $60 for a single-family house to $100. And then it's $20 per unit. So it would be $100 for a single-family house. A duplex then would be $120. So we'd have two units there.
So does this need a public hearing then?
Yeah, it'll be introduced as an ordinance on the 19th.
Because I'm sure there'll be some contractors coming to speak about that and homeowners.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a motion to approve this.
I'd move to approve it.
Okay, second. Further discussion?
Yeah, do we have, for those people that come to say, do we have our costs that it would actually cost us to process these things?
I can certainly put that together. We have a pretty good idea. I mean, we do it on a pretty daily basis.
Yeah, because I think it would be prudent
to put together
because you could show and justify very easily this is what it costs us to do, and we're underwater, and that's why we need to move this forward.
Yep,
I'd like to see that.
Yep.
So do you put in the attorney's time for this too, and the city clerk, or is it just an inspector's time? It's not everything it is.
It's, I would say with the rental registration fees, they're probably still below what it actually costs to do the rental program. But we feel that this increase will probably be what we can sufficiently get out of the rental program for now. But as for the land use fees, I would say it covers staff time and then the public hearing piece as well. The majority of it doesn't get seen by a whole lot of other people, but I think that pretty adequately pays for the cost that it takes to process those right now.
I would suggest that it doesn't have to be cost neutral. I mean, we can certainly run a loss, but
I
get it.
And I would say that after looking at all of these other fees that other cities have for different, I mean, a rezoning in Sartell costs $775.
It's a much different market.
Yeah. But I'd say we're pretty on par with other cities like Brainerd and Alexandria and that kind of thing.
For sure. So we have a motion to bring this to the city council for a public hearing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That carries. Any miscellaneous? We talked at finance about land leases.
Okay.
By the airport?
Yep.
So are you putting in there that we want the money up front before they put in a crop? Because they said, Steve said you were talking about it, or someone was.
I bet that would be Eric.
Running gun at the airport.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. I haven't been too involved with the land leases out of the airport, but I could certainly get that information from him or request that he forward that to the finance committee.
Because we requested that we would change it because we had someone file bankruptcy and we lost out on $29,000 in lease payments.
Yep.
So just to make sure that's changed. Anything else then? Motion to adjourn then.
So moved.
All right. Urgent.